This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
I cannot defeat this one email that I get over and over. I hit unsubscribe all the time. It's from something called Smart Asset Smart Advisor.
Can't you
buy this coin now? Unsubscribe, and it's going to keep coming and keep coming.
Is that on?
Unsubscribe from all.
Is there any way you can block it?
I don't know.
Is that the same as unsubscribe? I don't know.
No,
I don't even know.
I can't stop these stupid coin emails.
I get Coinbase emails all the time.
Well, they're all fake.
They're all phishing scams.
I get them all the time.
But if you look at the email address, it's like XYZZ.
Did you see Loudoun County Sheriff found some sort of scam where they scammed people out of $1.4 million?
No.
So, yeah.
In what? Bitcoin?
Like crypto scams.
Yeah, it's awful.
Specific to Loudoun County.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, all those idiots. Ashburn.
I'm still getting like 50 political texts a day. I mean, I'm literally being harassed. I want to sue.
I get multiple.
I'm not kidding.
I get multiple emails.
Who would you sue, though?
I don't know if it's Coinbase. I have to sue the party.
I didn't sue everybody. I didn't donate any money to any politician, okay? I'll get a stupid email with Elon's stupid ass name on it every day. And I hit unsubscribe and
Elon.
I can't.
I think you can filter so you block all Elon if the word Elon is in there. I think you can do that.
Well, I don't know how to do it. I just know unsubscribe, it's just not working very well.
Yeah. No, it doesn't do jack.
Remember wasn't there a period of time where there was a do not call list?
Yes.
Did that thing work out?
Because
I get calls all the time for like some sort of wackadoo tax thing.
Yeah, but can't they, even if you block that particular number, can't they just call you from a different number?
I think that's what's happening on these emails.
Yeah.
Because the smart asset advisor gets through every day.
Look at this. These are all my blocked messages recent. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is insanity.
Dude, I've already hit unsubscribe 15 times today.
I
do it every morning because I don't want to give up.
I'm literally being harassed.
We all are. Is there a way to defeat the smart asset advisor and these stupid Coinbase emails we get? 800-636-1067. Or EB's political ads.
These are text messages.
Because if you subscribe and then you hit unsubscribe, that should end it.
Generally, you think it would.
It,
but I get them over and over and over again.
You have to make sure you're not just like unsubscribing from that list. Like there's sometimes you have to unsubscribe from all.
I just told you that I hit unsubscribe from all.
You know what? Yeah. Email is very overrated.
I barely mess with email. But text you can't get away from.
I think I have hostility towards email.
I just got an email.
I'm losing the battle.
How about this? I just got an email for the Pitt Day of Giving. My son didn't even apply to Pitt. How am I getting a Pitt Day of Giving?
I have no idea.
You must have some connection.
I don't know. I had to go to Columbia for a volleyball game. Now I get from University of Columbia, I get all their athletic emails.
Yeah.
Private? Just for standing on the campus?
I had to get a, you know, whatever. I had to pay a ticket price or whatever to go to the game.
I get Vanderbilt emails all the time.
Did you go to a Vanderbilt baseball game?
No, I went to the Tech Vanderbilt game.
Yeah, pretty fun. Lost
to Vandy week one.
Look, I just
and I got and I had got hooked.
Yeah.
Because someone from Vanderbilt or someone who went to Vanderbilt gave me the tickets.
Right.
So I was on their website. I get Vanderbilt stuff all the time.
Jason, what did I just put for? It says, let us know why you're unsubscribing to Pitt.
What was your response?
Because your basketball team
Can you read what I wrote?
Not Seist.
That was your response.
What are they going to do with that?
Who is this idiot?
I got a slight smile from Jason.
I mean, it was all right. But you're always going to get those.
No, I honestly.
But my kid didn't apply to Pitt.
No, you're in their ecosystem somehow.
You must have had some connection that you just
maybe you went to a Maryland game that played Pitt or something. I don't know.
I don't even give money to Maryland.
I have 8,000 emails in my Odyssey email, and I think I have 80,000 in my Yahoo email. I've lost the battle. I am waving the white flag.
I think also one time I saw. Do you have like 6,000 text messages too?
No, or something? I've tidied that up. I think it's down to, I can tell you.
What do you have on that? Like, how do you know
active?
When you get...
You mean active messages?
Yeah, like, how do you know
I
when you get...
I have 7 unread messages.
Okay, so you do know that. But like, now, you look at the top of your phone, is a disaster.
Yeah, like, there's a million.
There's a million icons.
I think you're thinking about, look at all these.
How do you survive like that?
I just said clear.
I would be like Jason. No, I wouldn't clear, laugh or smile
it's gone.
Anymore.
Then it's gone forever. It's poof, gone in the ether. Yeah. I just hit clear.
Yeah.
I get Facebook notifications.
You know what?
I don't even go on Facebook.
We do need to get rid of our phones.
Yeah.
They're causing stress.
They're destroying our lives.
No, that I'm telling you, I'd like to talk to a can I talk to a district attorney or something? Or who do you talk to?
I don't know who you...
I need
reach out to your congressman?
I need to sue.
I don't know who your congressman is.
Or police. Can I talk to the police?
Call Chief Davis.
About her, you're being harassed by the left?
No, it's actually by the right.
Oh, you're being harassed by the right?
Yeah, because I paid to chase ballots. And now I'm being... They send me everything. Everything from everybody. Anybody with any Republican. I don't care about any of them. And even if I did care about them, I don't want 50 text messages a day. I want zero.
Right.
Zero. Zero.
You won't go to Capitol Hill after the show today.
I feel
it's
like
right
I
down
should.
The street.
Someone invite me to testify in front of Congress.
I would pay to see that.
I want to testify in front of Congress. And
that
say,
would make Jason laugh.
Respond to them and just say you're going to vote for Gavin Newsom in 4 years.
No.
And they will stop emailing you.
Robo
no, it's all
stuff.
Bots.
Yeah, it's all bots.
Not humans.
I get it.
You know, the phone numbers
I know that, Richard.
The phone numbers are all like 736-9-10-2. They're not even real numbers.
It's not making Jason laugh. It's making me laugh because I look at it every day. Jason's foam coming out of his noise-canceling headphones he's had for 20 years.
Yeah.
Look at those beaters.
You already have new ones.
Jason,
why don't you break out the new ones?
Jason, it's time.
Because these are better than the
old. I mean, it's
time. These actually sound better than the old ones.
Look at those beaters. It's time for a new pair.
I got a whole new pair right here.
That pair's been sitting there for years.
It's time. Why? What are you saving? Are you saving them for the year 2040?
Yeah, when we're fired?
What are you doing?
Just like
save
my old
money.
Just like,
he didn't. You think he paid for
those? These are brand new. Yeah. These are pretty much brand new.
Let me see. Hold on. Why don't you use those sillies?
Because these still work. They work. They
why don't
do.
You use
I mean,
those
I know the phone's
home.
Coming up, but it's
why don't
still,
you use those at home or something?
Just like my old computer. This computer is 42 years old, but I still use it. It's got a cracked screen.
Still got the bulldog all right. clip.
All right, let's go. Let me see here.
When these stop working, okay, when I plug it in, I turn the battery, the on switch on, and it stops
then
working, then I'll go to this. All right.
No, Jason, had you been checking your email, because now Jason Cakes made me check my Odyssey email. Mm-hmm. I only have 80. You could have gotten free Joe Coy tickets at Cap One Arena. Could have laughed then.
Joe Coy? I don't know. No idea who Joe Coy is.
That's the comedian
I'm not
we talked
who Joe
about.
Coy is.
The Asian comedian.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
All right, hold on.
Missed that one.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Kensington. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kevin.
EB, I met you and JP with the Bauman Brothers a while back.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm in that industry when I know guys that use smart asset. I don't because I've had a bad experience with them. But you've specifically got to tell them to add your name to the do not contact list.
Hold on. Right, what is that? I don't even know where
you're talking about. That's the email that I keep getting from Smart Asset Advisor or something like that.
All right, hold on. But I'm getting text messages.
Yeah, so text messages is a little bit of a different story. But if you know who is sending you the text messages, you can also have them add you to the do not contact list.
I don't really know.
Does that work?
It does work. It's supposed to be legally binding. They're supposed to have to shut down your contact and not keep contacting you. It's a pain in the ass to have to follow through on it, but it's supposed to work. Back in the day when I started in the industry, you had to cold call, and there was a do not call list. And if you called somebody, you got the wrong, you know, old Karen that was really pissed off, they could track you down and get you in big trouble. So it's supposed to work, but, you know, it doesn't always work. But that's the least you can do. The other thing is when you hit that unsubscribe, then they verify that you have an actual email address that's working. So sometimes that can work against you.
So if you block the number, if he's getting a text and he blocks one of the numbers,
it doesn't matter.
It just comes from a different number.
Yeah, it's a robo. You can see. It's a bill infinity
like
numbers.
I mean, so it's impossible to do.
It's impossible to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, you got to just find out what organization is sending you that, and then
I think it's the freaking Republican Party.
It might be.
What do you mean, Of course it is.
It's Elon.
Of course it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna need it.
Has anybody done their Block 2 compliance?
I have.
I'm waiting until I get a threat.
Some of my compliance videos, they're stacking up. I need to get on that. It's been a while since I've seen all the bad actors that are acting in the compliance videos.
Somebody said, Michelle's saying, am I replying stop? I don't think I am. Should I do that? Should I try that?
Yeah, I've done that too.
Is that not doing anything?
I think try it with your text.
I mean, because, you know, it's harassment.
You know what you're getting? Nolan Richardson, 40 minutes of hell on your phone.
24 hours a
They're
day.
They're relentless.
24 hours a day. Now, it kind of stops at night.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, it's just all just day.
Back at it.
All day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you sit there and you just check your phone. Oh, there's a new
text. Right now.
I wonder if that's my son. I wonder if that's my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's freaking something about Elon or something or, you know, whatever. Who cares?
During the show, you're probably getting them tons of them.
I just get them throughout the day.
Yeah.
They never end. It's literal harassment. It makes me want to get a whole new number.
Just delete. I mean, that's all you can do. Because they're always going to keep coming. Just keep deleting.
It's never going to stop.
I know.
It might take the joy out of my life.
You might stop laughing.
You don't look very joyful right now.
Because I get so
Maybe
bitter.
Maybe that's what it was.
I get so bitter, you don't understand. It really irks me.
I can tell.
Drives you crazy.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll get into the Commanders. We'll take you through a hypothetical trade proposal that would bring Tyreek Hill from the Dolphins to the Washington Commanders. We'll discuss that next on The Fan.